Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's get ready to cross now to David Smith, Washington, correspondent of The Guardian. David, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. A little bit nippy in Johannesburg. It's chilled, but all good here. So let's jump straight into the questions. What do we know about the recent Trump attempted assassination, and what does it say about his security?
Well, I was at the White House Association, White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday night, and certainly in that moment, there was lots of panic and pandemonium. I, like many other journalists there, sort of dived under one of the tables after hearing some bangs. And later, we've started to get a picture of what all this was about. And we now know that a man had breached at least some of the security at the Washington Hilton Hotel and was running towards the ballroom, but according to some sources, tripped, or at least was brought down by the Secret Service, and is now in custody. He made his first court appearance on Monday, a man called Cole Allen, aged 31, from California. He had traveled all the way from California to Washington by train. He was actually staying at the Washington Hilton Hotel as a guest, which allowed him to beat some of the security, and he sprinted through a checkpoint, but got no further. And there appears to have been a political motive for this. A letter has reportedly emerged, written by Cole Allen to family members, explaining what he was going to do, just how appalled and disgusted he was by the Trump administration. He felt he had to take matters into his own hands and launch this attack on Trump officials. He was charged with attempting to assassinate the president, among other things. A long investigation will no doubt get underway. He will presumably stand trial.
If my information that I have so far is correct, I understand he's about 31 years old, still living at home with his parents. And, is he the typical sort of lone gunman that you usually call the lone nut going after the president, wanting to take this into his own hands, not aligned with anyone or any groups?
He does appear to be a lone wolf, it's still, he's not typical in every sense, in that he has a background in mechanical engineering and computer science, involved in developing video games. He was working as a teacher and seemed fairly successful in that. On paper, at least, a fairly regular, middle-class guy with education, everything to live for. Immediately obvious as a kind of deranged would-be killer, as we've sometimes seen with these incidents in the past.
So does this make it more difficult for intelligence services and the president's security, because there's sort of, this is someone that's not being watched, not being tracked?
I think it's just very hard to anticipate these things in advance. Who might launch an attack and why, wherever they sit on the political spectrum. And the last couple of days, there's been time to reflect, I think, on a broader culture of violence here, political violence, and also gun violence. This is a country awash with guns, and it only takes one person to spark a major incident like this.
Absolutely. For yourself personally, David, what was that like being at the dinner? What was the feeling in terms of your own safety and security and those of your colleagues at the dinner?
It was certainly a very confusing and disconcerting for some moments there. We just didn't really know what was happening when there was this banging noise at the back of the ballroom, and But it spread like a wave through the room. You saw people diving under cover of the tables. Being a radical conformist myself, I thought I should probably do the same and play safe, as did other guests around me. And then there's an eerie silence, and you could see Secret Service agents running through, trying to get to the stage, stepping on chairs when necessary. Mm. And when I got up, I could see the stage had been cleared. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance and others had been whisked away. For the next few minutes, we were trying to piece it together. As you can imagine, a room full of journalists. There were lots of calls to editors and people making videos and so on. I was never truly alarmed, because I suppose at the back of my mind, mm-hmm. I knew we were very privileged in that room, that we had Secret Service protection. And we were experiencing what thousands of other Americans have gone through in recent years, sometimes in community halls or churches or grocery stores or even schools, yes. this threat of an armed intruder. But most people don't have Secret Service protection as we did. We were in probably the safest room in America.
Absolutely.
And so we were relatively well off there.
I think it was the Secret Service certainly did a sterling job. They did a wonderful job. And we are happy that you and your colleagues are all safe and secure. And of course, there was the wonderful clip doing the rounds of the gentleman who refused to stop eating during the everything that was happening in the room. So I suppose perhaps that's a little bit more of an experience, an experienced journalist there. But David, really, thank you for your time. We're glad that nothing further went wrong and that it ended the way that it did. David Smith, Washington correspondent for The Guardian.